Huge announcement. How would you like to own your very own piece of your mom's house? Pretty exciting. The first ever mention of jeans. The first time a double pipe classic came up.
Man uses lung infection as instrument.
All those are there because we have partnered with Jamb, J-A-M-B-B, to drop our very first NFT collection next week. So if you go to Jamb right now, jambb.com, you can create your account and you'll be ready for it. And it's wild. Like, we're stepping into this.
I'm so excited, but what's an NFT?
Come on.
What?
It's a non-fungible token, you big-titted animal.
Oh.
That's all you do. These are like moments, you know? It can be an NFT.
It's like merch.
It's digital merch. So it can be clips. It can be stills. It can be music. Sometimes they're, you know, with gaming, with art. This one is all your mom's house.
Wow.
So if you like NFTs, if you want to step into it, the pack start at $9, which is a great price. And it's, again, create your account now, jambb.com, and it'll drop next week.
I'm a handsome woman, so that's cool.
That's right. So handsome.
Just so you guys know, yeah. That joke has been still going in our house.
Yeah.
You like to say, even when I'm feeling down about myself. Like, we were having like a moment yesterday, and then you were like, "Well, you're a handsome woman." I'm like, "No, I'm like real sad right now. Can you not?" Look how funny you think that is.
Ready in 5, 4, 3, 2.
Whoa! What happened there? You know what? You forgot you were Christian, and that's why you stuttered.
Yeah,
that's what it was. It was my blood that was. Yep, you're right.
I didn't like that at all.
I didn't like that at all either. Do you like that guy? Is he
that
your favorite cool guy?
Awesome. Are you thirsty?
Yeah.
Do to watch as you suck this dry.
Yeah, and these big nips.
Yeah.
These big nips.
He's got those big, thick.
Mm-hmm.
They look like pinkies, his nips.
Yeah, that's a fetish. Where they make them really big.
Really big.
I found a guy on TikTok just the other day, and his nips were super big. They're the daddy thing, the leather daddy stuff.
Yeah, very cool.
How long does it take to make your nips that big, I wonder?
You know, that's a really good question. hopefully we can find out before the episode's over.
I'd like to do that, Tom.
Yeah.
Would you do it?
Would I do my nips like that?
Yeah.
Nah, I don't think so. But I'd really support one of the staff doing it. Yeah.
Well, Josh Potter was on his way when he had tit cups.
He had tit cups on regularly, and his tits were changing for sure.
I mean, my nips have changed from having babies feed on them.
Yep.
And, you know, that's only, 2 years of my life?
Yeah, but imagine if you had a grown man tugging and pulling and coming on them every day. Then your nips will change for sure.
Just imagine it. Yeah.
A stinky guy. Just like, ah.
This thing.
Yeah, pretty cool.
I mean, there's a reason you stop breastfeeding once the babies get teeth.
Yeah, true.
But that guy, I think you have to chew them to get them.
You really have to. I mean, you have to do something to them. They're not just going to change like that.
The nipples don't get like that by themselves. No, you got to work.
Yeah, you got to really work at your nip. It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What a cool guy.
Yeah. Yeah, you can't just go through life with normal nipples. It's so boring.
It is so boring.
I like clamps. I like get them pinched and pierced.
Would you
do a piercing?
On my nips?
Yeah.
No.
How come?
You know, I was just thinking that's not the favorite part of my body. Like, when I think of erogenous zones, is that the word?
Yeah.
It's like, it's more like, whoa, like, you don't need to pinch them or pierce them or stab them or punch them.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think it's really a dicey place to get infected.
Hmm. Is it?
Yeah.
Why is it dicey?
Because if you get your nip infected, you don't want your breath, you know.
Sore for a week, bleed, itch, swelling, discharge. That's not that bad.
Discharge.
And you might be sore, irritated over a few months.
It's not that bad. It's not bad. Worth it to look cool. But have you ever dated a girl with a nip ring?
Dated? No.
What are you trying to say?
I have seen them in person, but we weren't dating.
You have seen them in person?
Well, yeah.
Which one of your whores in the past?
I don't know her fucking name.
Is she foreign or is she American?
Good question.
Because I don't think those Southern girls where you were going to college had nip piercings.
No, you didn't see them. You always saw, there was always nipplers. A hippie chick that had like nose rings.
That's
and
what
like
they're,
nine earrings. And then once in a while, who did I see with a clit ring?
That's so gross.
I know.
Don't act like that. Who did I see? Oh.
She
Stop.
Was disgusting.
Yeah, of course.
That was in California. Yeah, you're right. That was foreign. The first girl I saw that with was foreign.
What did I fucking tell you, dude?
Yeah.
Because those foreign, the European, was she European?
She was European.
They're nasty as hell. They do what they want.
She was a very nasty girl. And I thought,
German?
Yuck. Yes, she was.
Are you being serious? Are you just fucking with me?
100%.
I knew it. Dude, yeah. I knew it. They're savages.
Yeah. There's also some savage Spanish girls. Some of those girls are real nasty, too.
Stop.
Yuck.
Do you know, I had a friend in high school who pierced her nips in 10th grade.
Hot.
10th grade.
That girl would have been very popular in the circles I ran
with. Yeah. And she had a boyfriend that was like 18 or 19,
yeah,
and she was
right.
15.
Yeah, it sounds like he may have encouraged it to happen.
Yeah.
Why don't you get your nipples pierced?
Yeah, 15-year-old.
Like, yeah, that guy is...
How did she even find somebody to pierce her nips at 15?
He's kind of line-stepping, I would say. 19 with a 15 is a little much.
A lot.
It's crazy because it's 4 years, but those 4 years are dramatic at that age.
They're dog years.
Yeah.
They're like... Yeah, because even our 3.5-year-old, he's you know, pushing into 4, and you can see the change month to month to month, mm-hmm. drastically.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, could you imagine?
No.
Ugh, no. But getting your vag pierced, that's a nasty girl.
It's just,
your vag, bro. Well, what about your dickhead?
I mean, I worked with a guy who had it done, and I was like, in post.
Yeah.
I was like, what? He's like, chicks love it. He was like a rocker dude, you know?
Yeah.
He was all
That's who gets
up.
That.
Yeah. I was like, you're out of your fucking mind. Pierce in your dickhead?
Was it the hole, the Prince Albert?
He didn't show it to me. He had a Prince Albert. Yeah, yeah.
Why didn't you ask to see it?
I asked.
And he wouldn't show it to you?
I was showing you my dick. And I'm like, I don't think you
Bullshit,
got pierced.
Yeah. Yeah, because the girl that got her nips pierced, she totally showed us. And and that's the thing, though, is that now you've got this hardware in your nips and everybody can see your nips all the time.
Yeah. But I think maybe a girl like that wants people to see her nips all the time.
I know, it's weird.
You know what I mean?
I can't believe you didn't get to see that guy's dick.
I asked him multiple times. But we were in our early 20s, and I think he was just a little, you know.
Shy?
Yeah, a little gun shy with it.
That's weird.
I'm sure if it was a chick being like, can I see it? He'd be like, yep. And he just, that was probably what actually got his dick out all the time. Let me see it.
Now you got it.
Yeah. Fuck, now I should have done that.
Now you got it.
Yeah.
Now you got it.
Yeah.
Can I tell you, I heard the most brilliant thing from any on Where My Mom's At this last week. This is what when he DMs with girls, his DM game, you know, so they sent, I'm going to tell this. Sorry, I figure you're okay with this since we did this on Where My Mom's At.
Yeah, you could tell.
Why don't you tell him your game?
You're talking about my phrase?
Your phrase.
Oh,
listen
yeah.
to this motherfucker's phrase.
the one that works every time is prove it. Prove it works in so many different, any situation. You could be like, what you doing right now? She'd be like, oh, I'm getting ready. Prove it.
Prove it. Yeah,
prove it. And then what's she gonna do?
Yeah,
she either gonna
prove
send you
it.
Something. She either gonna prove it, or she gonna tell you that you know that ain't what she's trying to do right now.
Right.
So then there you go. You got your answer.
Prove it's brilliant because it's provocative.
Yes.
Yet still endearing.
Yeah.
And charming. Prove it. It's playful, yet demands response. Demands response.
Exactly. It kind of determines how the rest of this conversation is going to go. It's like, this is what this DM is. Are you in? Are you out?
In conclusion, good work, Henry.
That's so good.
Very appreciate solid. You, Tom. Appreciate you.
Very solid.
So good.
I bet he helped a whole bunch of people. There'd be a lot of prove it's out there tonight.
Prove it.
Prove it. Yeah.
I know. I want Annie to teach a seminar.
Yeah.
On like.
That's a good one.
How to get chicks to bang you and stuff.
Yeah, because it's not too aggressive.
No.
It's like, you're right, so there's kind of a playfulness to it.
Playful and provocative.
Yep.
It's the perfect phrase.
Yeah.
Prove it, Tom.
All right.
Show it.
I'll keep jacking here. Hold on a second.
Would you rather get your nips pierced or your dick pierced?
Nipples.
Both.
If you're saying
you have to get both nips or your dick head
nipples.
Pierced.
Yeah. And I think it would, and I think it would suck. I have like, you know, they're not made for that. So
mine aren't either. Mine are flat, you know, pepperonis.
Mine are small and they're sensitive. Mine are it would hurt, but I don't want my dickhead pierced.
But here's the deal, is that here's the bad thing about the nipples.
Yeah,
is that every time you're at the beach or the pool with your children, like your mother. You're gonna have to take off your shirt. And people are like, Jesus, Tom. And people are gonna recognize you in like hotels and be like, Tom Segura's got his nipples pierced. Did you guys know that he was into aggressive gay sex?
I would do the
like the hardware. You'd have to get really severe hardware too.
Yeah. I would get the thing that the chain hangs from one to the other one.
Yeah. That's what you have to do. It's either that or your dick. Yeah. So aggressive.
That's too subtle. I don't want it that subtle.
No. Why would you?
I want like
big door knockers.
Something that hangs from them. Yeah. And you can get a chain that connects the two, right?
Of course you can.
Yeah.
Of course you can. You can do whatever you want.
There you go. Something like that. That's fucking. What?
Can you imagine?
I'm just a dad. Yeah, like that. That's what I want. I want that by the pool. Yeah.
And you're with your kids.
Yeah.
Throwing your kids around in the pool, people are like, what is going on?
Yeah. You think that guy's gay right there? In the Yeah, no, I don't know.
Totally heterosexual.
Yeah.
Prove it.
You think he gets laid?
What's this dick harness? Look, it goes from the nipples.
Oh,
and
shit.
And then it attaches to a piece of leather.
Oh, so as your dick gets hard, it pulls on your nipples. See?
Dude.
It gets engorged and then your nipples are getting tugged on.
Dude. I've never seen that in my life.
God, gays have it the best.
They do. They know how to party.
They really do.
They think of everything. Would you ever even think of that in a million years?
Not until I was fucking a guy.
You know what would be great is if your dick gets hard, it pulls your nipples.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's fantastic.
That's unbelievable. What is that? Yeah. A full body chain.
What do you step on those? It looks like you step on them. Do you step through the bottom part of that? That is really wild. It's a sexy body chain. That's what it says.
Yeah, is it though? Mm, I don't know.
Yeah, ratings look a little low. I'd stay away from this one.
Okay.
This sexy body chain.
I will finally not order one of those. All right. Let's do the opening clip. You ready?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm really excited here. Not because I have clabber milk. I always make clabber milk. This is the top part I'm scooping up. This is the sour cream that separates on top. This is the best sour cream in the world. But the reason I'm excited about this clabber milk is because I clabbered it with titty milk. Female titty juice. I used female breast milk to clabber this batch. And I've never tasted female breast milk before, and I was surprised by how sweet it is.
This shit is big time!
Who is Randy?
Don't bring anyone mother to this.
Your mama in the fucking stands!
Welcome to your mom's house with Tom Segura. And
Christina Pajitson. Christina Pajitson.
Welcome to your mom's house.
I have to make pizza.
Me too.
Again?
I've drank so much water this morning. Remember when you had to take a shit during my story?
I got
to
pee.
God. It is your show. You can do whatever you want. That's one of the privileges of being an adult.
I got to pee too.
Do you want to know something funny?
How much I peed?
Yes. And I was walking past all of our 200 different genders bathrooms, and I heard you going, ugh, like you were audibly like, wow, that's a lot of pee.
Yeah.
Do you do that?
It was so much pee.
Do you do that alone often?
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
Like in airports, you're like, wow.
Yeah, I'll say stuff. Sure. I'll say it to other people in the bathroom too.
What will you say?
Look at all this pee. I'll make them watch me pee.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I wish you could do that.
God, it was like overblown. I mean, my bladder was going to explode.
What do you think? We made fitness this morning, you and me.
Yeah, that's what it was.
And you drank a lot of water. You hydrated.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, same.
I think I'm actually dehydrated, but I did go up this morning. Yeah.
Good for you.
Mm-hmm.
Good for you.
Good stuff. Yeah.
What a cool clip you opened with. First of all, welcome to your mom's house. We have the fireplace going, and it's a much homier environment now with this fire. It's so warm here.
It is warm.
Which is great because Texas is freezing.
Yeah.
And this is the best thing.
It's nice. It's much colder than you think it would be.
I know.
All right. We had another technical difficulty, but we're back, and let's get into it.
Yeah.
Titty milk on the cream cheese is cool.
It's super cool, and I like that he points out female breast milk as opposed to male breast milk, which
what,
is
men
so
don't
common.
Have breasts?
Men have their periods, and men make breast milk. Like, you have female breast milk. Why would you specify that?
Female titty
that?
Milk, yeah.
That's weird to say that.
What do you mean? Why is that weird to say?
Would you try this?
Female titty juice.
Oh, titty juice.
Female titty juice.
So stupid. He doesn't. Yeah. That's stupid.
Let's see. Well, let's see him eat it.
And they say that we shouldn't drink cow's milk because it's not made for us. Well, titty milk juice is.
Titty milk.
And we should drink cow milk. It's all good.
Ugh.
Mmm. That's sour cream. I just want to taste clabber milk that's been clabbered using titty juice. See if I notice any difference. The sour cream was amazing, but not much different.
So this has
been clabbered and fermented with titty juice.
Yeah, we get it. I'm going to throw up.
Mmm, titty-rific.
Not a lot of emotion in the eyes.
No.
He just went, mmm, titty-rific.
You think it's his lady's tit milk?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Like, I'm not one of these people that's like, ew, breast milk. Obviously, I've tasted my own. I've fed my children my breast milk. I'm not offended, but I think clobbered is what he says, clotted. Why are you fermenting your own stuff? You know what I mean? Like, it's so stupid.
This is the same guy as the real meat thing?
Mm-hmm.
The
what?
This is my second ribeye. 1 pound. I ate 1 pound of ribeye raw earlier. I drizzled some maple syrup.
He's a pretty fit guy.
This time I did.
He's got some nice nipples.
And this is fucking living optimal. I mean,
living optimal.
This should be so expensive. I get this ribeye. It's grass finished, grass fed from a local farm. $9 a pound. Yeah.
Raw? Really?
Like, where do these people get their nutrition information?
I don't know. But I mean, he's a fit dude. But, like, I don't know. That seems
this tastes better than cooked.
Really?
It's like pussy in my mouth. I love eating pussy. The texture of raw.
That's a nice comparison.
Raw flesh you eat is just like eating a girl's pussy. Something's got that, like, little fleshy taste, you know?
Yeah.
So I love it because I'm a man. I eat meat.
Is he wearing a little Speedo, too? Such a strange ranger.
You know, he's in shape.
I mean, if it doesn't make him sick.
Yeah, and also, like, it's a good comparison, what it's like to eat, you know?
Is that right? Is that what eating pussy's like?
I mean,
a raw steak?
Didn't he just say it?
Well, I don't know. You tell me, though.
I haven't eaten raw steak.
Well, let's do it tonight.
So, both?
Yep.
Okay. Okay, cool. Yeah, it's very...
It's like pussy in my mouth.
Okay. Hey, can I do my tour dates? But I mean, I'm so like...
Most raw flesh you eat is just like eating a girl's pussy.
Okay. Austin, Texas. I can't see it. February 2nd and 16th. And then I do Miami. Miami Improv, February 25th through 26th.
Your fuck partners.
Tampa at the Improv there, March 4th and 5th. And then back again to Cap City. And then Irvine in May. Go ahead. The Bork.
I'm looking for girls.
Oh,
for
boy.
Pussy.
New Jersey, the Borgata, June 4th. And the Wilbur
Free
in Boston, massive, huge tits. June 5th, and also I do the Netflix is a Joke Comedy Festival in Los Angeles at the Regent Theater, May 3rd. Get your tickets at ChristinaPOnline.com.
Wow. I can't believe how big his dick was.
Okay, cool.
That was cool. Thank you.
You're welcome. You don't like those plugs?
Okay.
What?
I just don't like that guy, the last guy.
Why?
Looking for girls. For pussy.
Why?
I'm looking for girls.
But that's what he's looking for.
Yeah.
You want someone else?
you would be required to, make daddy come.
I don't like that one at all. I don't like him. Hold on. I don't like him, but I don't like the I'll make you come guy. That one's the worst one.
Really?
Yeah.
I think that's my all-time favorite guy.
Really?
I think
more than Unc Shine?
Yeah, I think he's pretty rad. I mean, we didn't get to know him, so I don't know, but I feel like he's...
Do we have to get to know him?
I think so. Like... Where is he? Oh, yeah, this guy.
Oh, I'll make you come.
I don't like that guy at all. Like, but there's nothing redeemable.
What if? Just hear me out. What if he makes you come?
I don't care. This argument never works on me.
What if it's a life-altering experience?
You always go for this. You always go for the useful argument. And, like, I don't care if it's useful. I can't separate myself from
him.
But
you walk out of there enlightened.
I don't care. I won't be able to.
I've never come so hard. And then he's like, He takes his teeth out and he puts those yellow sunglasses on.
Yellow sunglasses.
Yeah, he's got that yellow tint sunglasses.
Yeah.
And Rachel Maddow's in the
background. I don't like it. You know what it is? Because I don't think I've ever had sex with someone I found repulsive.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if I could do it.
Yeah.
I don't think I could start now at, this point in my life.
With this guy.
Yeah, with that guy.
Do you think you could, try somebody else?
Yeah, I'm going to come now.
Oh, I would take Robert Paul any day.
Really?
Any day. I find him endearing.
Too bad he doesn't like women.
It does. I love him. I would talk to him and
he'd probably
like
be
him.
A fun hang.
Yeah.
You guys could play dress up. And
look at his dolls.
Yeah.
Talk about his mom and stuff like that.
Sure.
Make danishes. I don't know what the fuck he does.
Yeah, he likes cake and stuff.
He likes cake.
Yeah.
He likes karaoke. He likes jewels. He's giving me, necklaces and stuff.
The sex part might be weird. It might be weird.
He might try it. Yeah, I don't know what we would do, but I've seen him orgasm. We all have.
No one hasn't seen him orgasm. Maybe you could role play. Like, he would... turn around and be like, just pretend you're a guy.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
Whatever. I'm a handsome woman, so that's cool.
That's right. So handsome.
Just so you guys know, that joke has been still going in our house.
Yeah. I told you you're very handsome many times.
Yeah, it's really neat.
Yeah.
Yeah. You like to say, even when I'm feeling down about myself. We were having a moment yesterday, and then you were like, "Well, you're a handsome woman." I'm like, "No, I'm real sad right now. Can you not?" Look how funny you think that is. You're really other level today. So, speaking of cool guys,
a lot of women in their 70s are very handsome.
I'm not 70s yet. God.
Yeah.
But now you got me, because every time I don't have makeup on and I'm like in the gym or something, I look like shit. I'm like, fuck, I'm handsome. I'm always like, is this handsome? Am I handsome
You're
now?
So handsome.
Am I handsome now, mommy?
Gosh, never seen a more handsome lady.
So you brought this up about Unc Shine the other day.
Oh my God.
Please elaborate, because I think the audience needs to know this, which is really funny.
So, first of all, this man is posting 30 to 60 times a day. it's in the thousands now. And he is on a loop.
Yeah.
It's a cycle that never ends.
Yeah.
Never ends. It goes, hey. He's like, I'm looking at your booty. I want to bite your booty. And then they're always 14 seconds every video. And then the next one is, I'm going to eat your drawers.
Mm.
And then he's like, give me your drawers. Yeah, I'm going to eat your drawers. Yeah, you're so beautiful. Mm-mm. I love you. I love you, my baby girl. And then he goes, I'm going to eat your feet. And he goes to her feet. And then he goes back to the booty. And then he's like, you're special. I love you. And they are, and here's what I figured out. Some of them, he's like, yeah, Caroline, I see you in that pink. I see that pink. And then he does his cycle.
Yeah.
And then he's like, Teresa, you look so beautiful. And you realize he's looking at profiles and posting these, and he thinks he's sending these girls these videos. Right. He doesn't realize that each of these is just a public post.
Right. So what you're saying is he's got the fundamentals of a cool guy. A, the message is on a loop, which is 2395, Mercer Avenue, apartment 25. And then the same message. And number two, unawareness of how social media works. He has no idea that these are public.
Oh, yeah.
You're the one I want with your fat ass. I'm going to pass my tongue in your ass.
Okay.
Yeah, my babe, I'm going to make you feel good.
There you go. So I put his tongue in the ass.
Tongue in your asshole.
Each of these goes off? That's cool.
Yeah, my baby. Put some red draws again and some black draws.
Draws?
Yeah.
You like your draws? Okay. Draws.
Hey, my baby. With your fat ass.
With your fat ass?
Yeah, I like them red draws.
Red draws?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, where are your draws?
He likes the draws. I told you about the draws. Okay.
Yeah. R.I.P. Bob Saget.
You know I'm in love with that big fat ass you got. Snow Bunny?
Snow Bunny?
You my baby. Yeah, you my baby.
You my baby.
I love you.
Yeah.
Keep going.
Put your ass in my face.
14
yeah,
seconds.
Yeah, I'm going to lay down in the
See
couch.
That?
Yeah.
14 seconds.
I want
seconds.
You to bounce that big fat ass
he's
in my face.
He's talking to someone.
Face.
Someone in particular, yeah.
Yes. That's what I want.
He's talking to who he's looking
I
at.
I want you to bounce that ass in my
That's who he's talking
right,
to.
Right, the Put chick that is the profile that he wants to be a part of, yeah.
Yeah.
And he doesn't get that
you
she's
know
not
I'm loving that fat ass that. You got.
Right, we get it.
Yeah.
She doesn't get it,
You know I'm loving that big
Yeah.
No bunny. How you doing, my baby?
It's a different one.
Oh, you got some booty, girl. Yeah, you gonna put your booty in my feet?
Sure, why not?
Yeah, mom, I just want to eat your pussy.
Oh, my God.
One time.
This is new.
I want to eat your ass.
This is a new one?
Pussy one time.
We have it. He doesn't usually do
like a woman.
Pee.
Oh, wow.
I call it.
You know.
I mean, look, they're all exactly the same.
Yeah.
It looks like the same photograph over
The best is like, let's see.
Pussy in your ass one time. God. Yeah, mom. I just want to eat your pussy.
We get it.
In your ass.
Yeah.
Well, that one got
I
more views.
I just want to eat your pussy tonight.
tonight.
Eat your ass. Hey, how y'all doing?
Oh.
I'm cooking. Oh, yeah. I'm cooking, baby.
Oh, nice.
All the time. I love you, mom.
See, this is one of his.
Yeah.
His.
Can I eat your pussy?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We almost lost the message for a minute.
Mother her pussy. Yeah,
okay.
I'm going to smother.
Okay, jeez. Smother the pussy.
Some holes in your drawers.
That's you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to put some holes in your drawers.
Okay. Holes in your
drawers? Get some holes. Air.
Oh. Straight. Oh.
Yeah.
Girl with the black bathing suit on.
See?
I'm going to eat your pussy,
he's
too.
Telling the girl with the black bathing suit on.
Yeah, I'm going to eat your pussy, girl. Suck your titties. Yeah, I want to suck your titties. Straight up. In your feet. You got some blind hat. You got a black swimming trunks on. I'm going to eat
trunks.
Your pussy.
Swimming trunks?
Yeah, I'm going to eat your pussy.
Okay. And then?
With that bathing suit. She got a black bathing suit.
He's just describing
I
who.
Suck
who
her
I know.
Head.
And can I tell you what's so upsetting
yeah,
for
let me? See. Yeah.
Is I'm trying to make the, like, I want him to make these connections
yeah.
so badly. And I'm like, wait, the girl in the black bathing suit doesn't know this message is for her.
She doesn't.
You need to tag her.
How's she gonna know you want to suck her titties?
Right. Yeah. It's like, it's just, these are like love poems and they're lost in the ethers. He's like a Shakespeare and no one gets to receive them.
This is, it's cool too. You can just scroll and, you know, you just pick
the same thing every
just
day.
Pick a random one. Let's go right here. Let's see what this is.
Oh. Happy New Year, man.
That's a new one.
Hey, Khan, what's happening, my dog?
Oh.
Happy New Year, man.
This is...
Look, check this out. Man, you play some fire music,
That's
man.
That's Akon.
I'm feeling that music.
I've never seen him have a non-sexual
Come
post.
Come on with it, my...
right. It's not on brand for him.
That's so random. I'll keep scrolling here.
He's inspired.
Look, they're so different.
Oh, my God.
Let's go right... Here, see what this one is. Let's see if this is something.
And tell me, you don't know some G-string from draws?
Oh, here we go, yeah.
Huh? I want to see some draws.
Oh, he likes old school underwear. That's cool. Let's see.
He's not a young spring chicken either.
No.
He's still ramped up at that age.
Oh, yeah.
Listen to the word of the Lord.
Oh.
Oh.
She is the boss lady.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Your daughter is the boss lady.
Your daughter?
She run the show.
That was interesting.
Knock me down with her big ass. Man, yeah, mom.
And also, you can also see where he, I guess he posts so much.
Oh my
God,
look at the hundreds.
This is also, obviously right here, this is one posting frenzy, you know?
Yeah.
So this is probably 30 posts in a sitting, you know?
Jesus.
Let's see.
Muslim woman. She got an earring in her nose.
He's describing.
They're gonna ask me if I'm single. Yeah, I'm single. Okay. She got a chain in her neck. Yeah, I want her AIDS. I'm gonna eat her AIDS
every day. Well, this is every single day.
It's pretty amazing. It's very prolific.
He
at the Unkshine, right?
At the Unkshine. Yeah.
Oh, there's a different one. He's on the street there.
Yeah, very rare.
And that one's got a lot more views.
Yeah, and somebody clearly took a photo, and he got a new phone. Clearly, you can tell because the picture much higher quality.
Mm-hmm.
Now.
Yeah,
yeah. And you know how I found out? Mm. Joe Rogan texted me. He goes, "Unk got a new phone."
I love it. I love that we got Joe into this.
I know. I love that he's like how I found out.
Yeah. Yeah, that's cool. So Joe's riveted too.
Oh, yeah.
Don't play no game.
Now, wait a minute. Does he have teeth in this one?
Don't play no game with me.
Yeah, he's got his teeth in here.
You're going to play a game by yourself.
On the top?
Straight up.
Oh, sorry. Yeah.
I love you, and I want to be with you.
He does that a lot too. You're the one. You know? You're my
special
girl. Yeah,
you know, as a lady, I would feel like, well, who do you really like? You like so many of us. I don't think I would feel special.
The oh-so-rare still photo. I like finding these. These are obviously mistakes.
Yeah.
Where he doesn't realize he's uploading a still, but they happen every once in a while.
Yeah.
That's with the old phone, I think. Yeah.
Yeah, you can tell.
Yeah.
It's a shittier quality. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, you're right. The new iPhone looks great.
Yeah, his new one is really good. Anyway.
Great.
It's like I can just go back, scroll, and you click on any one of these and you get kind of the same message, you know?
Hey, y'all. What's that? Merry Christmas.
Oh. Merry Christmas.
Yeah, my baby girl.
There you go.
She got a black and white shirt with some black hair. That's my baby girl.
Yeah.
Hey, my baby.
So he does soft ones like that. You're my special girl. I love you.
I love those.
Yeah. And then you scroll and then he's like, I'm going to eat your pussy and your ass.
Yeah.
And you're like, okay. So,
yeah, it starts off gentle and then he gets more aggressive.
He never breaks from the message. Ever.
No, that's the secret to a real cool guy is to stay on message.
Yeah.
We learned that from Robert Paul Champagne.
Yeah.
Repeat the message often. 2395 apartment 2C.
Yeah, yeah.
What is it? 2395?
Yeah. 124th and 1st East Harlem. Yeah.
East Harlem.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you always got to say it. Yeah.
You have to repeat the message over and over, which is true. That's how advertising works.
Yeah.
Why is Coca-Cola number one? They spend the most on advertising.
You gotta put your message out there.
Repeat the message over and over again.
And Robert has had some people stop by, so
yeah,
it works.
It works.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, he's got it. You know, he's got it going on. Also, in YMH News, we didn't realize that the Easy Down.
Yeah.
Easy Down.
Oh yeah.
Easy Down, which is just one of the cutest, sweetest clips ever. About a guy killing animals and was Fiam. We didn't realize this at the time.
Is he down? Hunter? Is he down? Is he down? Did you see him go down? Did I smoke him?
Aww.
That's Luke Bryan? Yeah. Did you know that when you?
No, I just thought it was like just a random like
Hunter boner.
Yeah. And then I started getting flooded DMs like,
did you guys
not fucking know that this was?
No.
I was like, no, I'm not a fan.
He is a wildly, wildly famous and popular country singer.
Yes, yeah. I was DM'd as well. And people are like, oh, this guy's like the highest earning guy.
It's pretty crazy. And that is so authentic.
Yeah.
Like how fucking hard he gets at
this
thing.
I love it.
He's like, is he down?
Yeah.
Like he's really about to weep.
Yeah, it's so good.
This is what I feel like. This has got to be a lifelong Hunter.
Yeah.
You know, that's not some shit.
No, he's a country boy.
Yeah.
And it's funny because at the time when we watched this clip, I was like, I noticed that his teeth were really good.
Yeah.
And I'm like, damn, that guy's got like
really
exemplary
great
teeth.
Yeah.
That was one thing. I'm like, that's only like a showbiz thing.
But yeah.
He's named Entertainer of the Year.
Yeah, 75 million records sold.
Wow.
It is crazy, too, that someone is just that popular, and I don't recognize them at all.
I know.
I have no. His name doesn't register anything.
I don't know him,
his
yeah.
face. You could probably play all his songs, and I'd be like, I don't know what I'm listening to.
I know.
And they're that successful.
Yeah.
Yeah, he... Man, but that is one of my favorite clips now.
Me too. It's ever. Adorable.
Is he hotter than that kiddo? You saw him go down? I mean, he was about to weep.
So cute.
He cares.
It's so cute.
So much about it.
Oh, my God.
Is he down?
That's adorable.
Yeah. Now, it is him, right? It's not just someone that looks like him?
It is him.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh.
Jesus.
That is so cute. You know what I've noticed now that we live in the South is not in Texas so much, but in other places in the South.
You can finally say the N-word?
Thank God. Yeah.
No, wait. I didn't know what you were going to say.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah.
Well, that too. Yeah.
Yeah.
But like that men dress kind of gay.
Kind of gay?
Like, remember we were at the Aeropuerto?
Uh-huh.
And like the guy in like khaki shorts.
Oh, that look. Yeah.
What is that? It's like a Southern dandy boy.
Yeah.
Like, I'm a good boy, mommy. I wear my.
It's like a Southern well-to-do look.
Right.
Yeah.
But it reads super gay.
But it doesn't read gay like homosexual. It just reads gay like.
Dandy gay.
Yeah. It's like. The fuck are you wearing?
What the fuck are you exactly?
You see like the top side, like the boat shoes.
So walk people through this look.
It's a very common look in the South. You're right. It's like shorts, like
khakis.
It'd be navy or khaki, and then usually a collared polo but tucked in with a belt, and then yeah, like topsiders, right? Like moccasins.
Yeah, and that is almost.
And sometimes, if you really want to make it the look, they'll throw a sweater over the shoulders.
That's what I'm talking about.
Like the arms folded here.
Yeah. That's the gayest look. I can't even take it with the sweater.
Yeah.
Mommy, I don't put the sweater on.
That's not
I
the look.
Tie it around my neck.
Yeah.
Which is so gay to me.
No.
No, that's not it.
It. No.
It's just too, it's so effeminate, no? Like,
yeah.
I'm surprised that Southern men.
You see, it is like the well-to-do look. It's like what separates like the working guys.
Yes.
And like, it's like how to separate your class is how you're dressed.
So you're making a real big statement here. Like, I am not this. I am
yeah, kind
fancy.
Of.
I'm a fancy
feast. I'm a fancy Southern boy.
Mm-hmm.
What it looks like is they look like frat boys. That's how frat boys in the South dress, you know?
Yeah. Because like, I'm thinking in Texas here, like, yeah kind of like that.
Kind of like that, yeah.
I'm like, you get your ass.
Yeah, that's
beat.
A very Southern. Yeah.
Yeah. Like,
yeah.
But even that's not like.
That's
like,
not as bad.
We saw the preppiest adult man. I was like, his wife let him out of the house dressed
like
that?
Yeah, that's so common.
It was like a pink polo and then a purple sweater tied around his neck.
Around his neck, yeah.
And the topsiders tucked. I was like, ugh.
That guy was such a fucking boner.
Yeah.
I know. Remember he tried to like pull up and I was like, oh boy.
He like tried to compete with us. There, that's kind of, it's just super weird to me.
It's very Southern.
I as a West Coaster, you get your ass beat.
Yeah.
I think dressing like this. Like,
and then there are those, that guy's like side by side with like the real working class labor guy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Who's wearing a t-shirt and.
And cowboy boots. Like,
yeah.
Legit, you see people wearing it's that was like the most endearing thing when I first came here is that guys really do wear cowboy boots to work.
Oh yeah.
And they're so adorable when they come in your house, they take off the cowboy boots before they come in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like it's real.
Yeah. No, yeah. These guys are mega gay.
Yeah, it's so gay, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but yeah, it's that look, but then imagine a sweater tied around.
Yeah.
It's like every 80s villain.
Yeah.
It's like in
exactly.
Revenge of the Nerds, that guy that's like the preppy villain.
It's totally that.
You're like, oh my gosh, people really dress like that in real life?
Yeah.
I thought it was just in movies.
And it is very like cultural and and regional. Yeah, you see that
like
still.
Like that
for
guy,
sure.
Yeah.
We saw that guy.
That guy, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, this is real.
But it seems like it is regional. Like if that guy walked into a room in, I don't know, in LA, people would be like, what the fuck are you wearing?
Yeah. Get the fuck out of here, dude.
Yeah.
Do they beat
But
his
the
ass
thing is,
so
you kind of see that same look in Northeastern preps.
Yeah.
you know?
Yeah, yeah.
In Boston and like the preppy ones would dress like that still.
I guess, is it old school money? It's people that come kind from of. Generational money.
Exactly.
Yeah, the because the West Coast isn't like as much of
even
generational
those
money.
Southern ones, what you see like that, a lot of times it's that daddy dresses like that too.
Yeah, you know? My daddy.
Yeah, my daddy dresses like this.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they wear the same thing.
That's really funny.
Yeah, yeah.
My That's mama, what, my daddy.
My daddy.
Mother and father.
Mother, father, may I? So you know, my favorite clip of all time is that guy getting hit by a car.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
this isn't as good.
Is any
but
here?
It's pretty cool. Yeah, he's here.
He's there.
He's right there. Yeah.
That's
yeah. Here you go.
Same cool reaction from the coworkers. Same cold indifference. That's interesting. That's a cultural no.
It was pretty funny.
The lack of alarm.
Yeah. That guy's like, shit. I'm going to lose my pension.
It looks like you got hit by two soft big rolls of toilet paper, though. Can that really hurt that much?
I think that's probably pretty hard. Yeah. Yeah. That probably feels like cement, actually. You know, that thing you need that forklift to pick that thing up.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's probably pretty heavy.
Yeah. Well,
I imagine.
Get out of the way. And look at that guy. He's like, what's
he probably
over there?
Ruptured like six discs in his yeah. back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just LOLing. Tom's LOLing over
oh,
here.
Oh my God. You're done working, pal. That is it.
Yep.
No more warehouse for you.
Yeah. Forklifts are very dangerous. You know, my dad had a forklift business.
Yeah.
He would tell me all the time that guys would get run over. A lot of times people don't know how to use them properly, and they run over people quite often.
Let's see how fast he gets hit.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah, see? It's a forklift accident.
You know what this could be? You know what this could be?
A bad day.
A coordinated effort to get some money out of the company between the forklift driver and the guy that got hit. He's like, you bang me and I will put on a fucking show.
You think so?
Why not?
Wow. Maybe.
Could be, right?
Yeah. Yeah, maybe. This is in China, though.
Yeah, could be.
They don't do that for workers in China. Like, don't they just throw him in the river and then the next guy comes in his place?
Good point.
Yeah, they don't care about workers' rights.
Yeah.
These fucking commies. They don't care. Yeah, I don't give a shit. Not in China?
Yeah.
All right, well, we'll see.
Well, this seems like obviously there's the low-level factory worker that I'm sure they just throw in the river, like
yeah.
you said. But this seems like probably a little higher level.
Yeah.
To me, it does, right?
I love how nobody cares. Like that
if you're
guy's
sewing,
looking at him.
If you're sewing shoes together, I'm sure they're just like, just throw them in the field. Who gives a shit? But if you're one of these.
Yeah. This guy's worth something.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He might have some actual knowledge.
Look at that guy's level of concern.
Yeah.
Like, hey, like, what's going on over there?
Yeah. They're like,
is it lunchtime already?
We think Bob's paralyzed. All right. Let's go. Move it on.
You do not give a rip.
Yeah.
Dang. Well, thanks for sharing that. That was really cool.
That is a good one.
Yeah. What do you like the most? What
the
makes
scream.
You?
The scream. Yeah.
Cool, Tom.
Yeah. I've been listening to a lot of film scores, you know?
Yes.
And like I have downloaded a bunch of them. Oh, man, that Cape Fear one.
Yes.
So good.
Yes, I've noticed you've been playing it in the car with the children, and yeah, they're not too stoked. They're like, we're scared.
It's
like,
scary.
Turning it up.
It's scary. It is dramatic and scary.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You like that.
Yeah.
That's okay. I like dark but not depressing music, too.
Yeah.
I'm me and the Bauhaus.
Yeah, you sometimes I put these scores on, and I just, you know, I can just zone out.
You dad out.
Yeah.
You've really been liking these, yeah.
I listen to a lot of them.
Yeah, yeah. We're in the car together, and it's like, dong, 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 dong. And the kids are like, I like lollipops. I don't know. I'm scared. Dad's in a mood. I just let you do it. I'm like, just leave him alone.
It's fucking awesome. Yeah. I know. Yeah. I know, because then when those music, like when those scores that are so incredibly like put together are played, I mean, it really is an escape. You can picture the dark thoughts.
Oh, you yeah. were listening to, I remember we were listening to the new Bond one with Billie Eilish.
Oh, yeah. That's a soundtrack song.
Yeah, that's a really good one, too.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. Yeah. Well, those are a vibe, you know?
Yeah.
Like a Bond theme song.
Yeah, they're always pretty outstanding.
They're pretty great. And they fit that. There's a tone where it's like they're kind of sexy.
Yeah.
And they set up the movie's great.
Yeah.
Because they always play during those like elaborate opening credits. They always do now.
I got to not fall asleep and just watch that Bond
you
movie.
Should.
Yeah,
you should.
I've tried two times and I'm like.
Yeah, you're always zoning out. But it's good. It's fun.
Oh, speaking of, we have to smell the vagina candle. It came.
Let me, because you know one thing about me, I love pussy. So
I love eating steak pussies, smelling pussies.
Let's see.
So I'm excited to catch a whiff. This is Gwyneth Paltrow's pussy.
Man, that is very exciting.
I know.
This smells like my vagina.
Yeah, I mean, we all know this came out a while ago, but, yeah, but it
still,
was in high
demand.
You
never got to smell it.
No. This is Gwyneth Paltrow's vagina.
Very nice.
Really?
Yes.
Wait, does it really smell like a vagina?
It smells like a rich white girl's pussy.
Really? Let me smell it.
Mmm. I've
no,
had
I'm
a few
serious.
Of those in my day.
Describe it.
No, it's
before
very nice.
I whiff it,
it's very
what
nice.
Is it?
It just smells like private school and
rich.
Yeah.
Cunt whiffs.
Yeah.
Okay, ready? I'm gonna give my first cunt whiff. Someone else's. Her does not smell like that. Lies. She's a liar, pants. It does not smell like a vag.
What does it smell like?
Flowers. She tricked us.
I don't know. I believe Gwyneth. I believe you.
This does not smell like a girl's vag.
You don't think so?
Does this smell like a vag?
It smells like a nice one.
Guys, what does a vag smell like? Any,
no,
you know the
it
answer.
Doesn't smell like a vag.
Uh-uh.
No.
Any?
What are you doing? Smelling your finger now? What are you doing?
No, I got a hangnail. It's killing me.
Well, okay. You want to know what a pussy smells like?
What a vagina smells like. What does a real vagina smell like?
Oh, geez. I don't know what to compare it to. It's,
earthy?
I mean, not that. Not that.
You smell this?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's
that.
Not
yeah,
this,
flowers.
Right?
That's flowers.
He couldn't stop himself.
He couldn't stop him. Yeah, he got,
so
he
curious.
Ripped it open.
Let's see. Yeah.
Yeah, that smells,
it smells
like
lovely.
Flowers. That's a.
It's beautiful.
It is beautiful.
It just smells like essential
just
oils.
Like you, Gwyneth.
Yeah. Oh, man. She got us. Yeah. That bitch got us.
That's a good way to sell some shit.
No kidding. I'm going to say my next special smells like my vagina.
Yeah.
It looks like my pussy. I'm going to show my pussy at the end.
Very cool.
Yeah?
Yeah.
It's my big closer is my pussy.
It's a good it's a good idea. Good marketing call.
Mm-hmm. You got it.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess, well, I don't know. What do dicks smell like?
A clean dick smells like soap. Dicks don't really smell. Balls have different range of odors.
Describe them.
Well, sweaty.
Yeah.
So if they're sweaty, they just smell like a sweaty part of the body.
Yeah. It's exciting?
Yeah, it's okay. It's not like, oh my God, it's not a big deal.
Yeah.
But dick smell, it just smells like a like human flesh.
Yeah.
You know, I'm trying to think of other dicks besides yours. It's been a long time since I've sniffed a good dick. but some guys' balls can really smell bad if they don't wash under there.
Yeah.
I've had funky balls.
Sure.
In my life. And
you
that's
say something?
Not cool. No, I was too young.
Oh.
Like, you and I got together when I was 28. So I, you know, when you're in your 20s, you're not like, hey
yeah.
man, wash your nut. At least I didn't have that where.
But now
ball.
You would.
Now I'd be like, bro, you got to wash your balls, homie. Would
right
you tell
away?
A girl if her vag stink?
I don't know. That's a pretty, like, it's kind of hard to come back from that, I think, you know? You got to do it. You have to do it in a delicate way. Usually, with
yeah.
you can't just be like, you got a funky ass pussy to some girl, you know.
No. Well, sometimes people can't help it because their internal stuff.
Well, yeah, then you just don't call her. But I'm
yeah.
saying, that's the message. You don't get a message. But if it's just like a, you know, a one off, I don't know.
Yeah,
really
it doesn't
gonna,
matter.
I mean,
would you tell me?
Yeah, that's different.
Now you'd be like, dude, you're sick. Like, you need to go get the doctor.
I mean, how strong a smell are we talking here?
I don't know. That's what I'm saying. Like, then it would be something out of the ordinary.
Yeah, I guess if it was out of the ordinary, I would say something. Yeah.
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 Okay, good.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want you to suffer. Like, what if this whole time you're like,
you smell so bad.
Yeah.
Just haven't told you. You always smell like shit.
Yeah. Fuck.
You want to do something about it? And you're like, how long have you?
Yeah. I'm like, Jesus Christ. How many years have you not liked this?
No, every day. Every day I think about how much you smell.
Wow.
Yeah.
Cool. Thanks.
You're welcome.
Is he down?
I like confrontation. You want to see this?
Oh, of course. Yeah.
Have you ever been broke?
Consideration?
No, just fucking drive. Have you ever been broke?
Yes.
And now you have your own company?
I did. It's done now.
How much will you make this year in hip and knee replacements?
A lot.
What's going on, man?
What's your business?
It's good.
Who gives a fuck what my
business? Yeah, fuck you.
All right, have a good night.
Who's this guy?
I feel like that guy, the guy filming was trying to do like a Daniel Mack thing. Like, hey, I like your car. What do you do for a ride?
Oh, right, yeah.
And the first guy was really excited to talk about himself. Then he told the person driving by, like, don't you fucking drive? Just fucking drive. Which you're like, whoa. Then this guy's like, what are you asking? And he's like, what's your business? He's like, who cares what my fucking business is?
Yeah.
Move, motherfucker.
It seems like it's
a really nice area. Jesus Christ.
But what would you say if somebody doesn't know you and they're like, how do you make your money, bro? Like, go fuck yourself.
I mean, I would.
Fuck your mother. That's how I make this money.
There you
know?
Go. I fuck your mother.
Yeah. Yeah. Mind your business.
Yeah.
Like, why are you asking me?
Yeah.
I like that. I like when dads get confrontational.
You like
That's
that?
Awesome. Yeah.
Why do you like it?
Old guys? I like when old guys talk some shit. It's good.
It's kind of funny.
It's who should be talking
shit.
Who
gives a fuck what my business is? Move on, motherfucker.
I love it. I used to like because my dad would do that.
He would?
Yeah, like, he was always very disrespectful. I told you when he didn't like homeless people.
Yeah.
They'd beg for money and he'd be like, come on, please, please. Like, my dad's very fucking OG like that. Like, it's none of your fucking business, okay? Why don't you kiss my ass? Like, he really will tell people, he said kiss my ass. That was his big phrase. Why don't you kiss my ass? Yeah.
He was never worried about, as a man, I feel like when you tell people to fuck off, you always have to gauge physical confrontation. He was never worried about that?
I mean, he wasn't telling guys bigger than him to fuck off.
Okay.
I think it was like, it would be like if we'd be walking down the street and somebody would try to solicit or like one of these people outside of the grocery store, like, come on, please, please.
Yeah.
He was just very dismissive of people that he knew he could be, definitely. Mm-hmm. Now, my stepdad would start fights with people in parking lots and in movie theaters and stuff.
Yeah.
And enjoy the physical confrontation and the
fight.
He
enjoyed it.
Yeah.
And would he actually physically fight people?
Yes. Yeah. One time in the parking lot of Gelson's, he got into a fist fight because he told somebody their kid was crying. And he's like, why don't you tell your kid to shut the fuck up? And the guy was like, what'd you say, bro? He's like, hey, you fucking kid, shut up. And then he's like, take it outside, homie. Like, I wasn't there for this, but my mother and my stepdad. And my stepdad fucking fought a guy in the parking lot of Gelson's. In corner of Reseda and Ventura. Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
And he got hurt?
I don't remember. I mean, I was not paying attention. And then in the movie theater one time, too, he told someone to shut up and, like, take it outside. My mom told me, too. Like, oh, yeah, your stepdad fought with some guy in the parking lot. I'm like, this is unreal. Hey. I know. It's real psycho. But they were married for 17 years. It was like a perfect union. It was so weird. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
It's a lot.
That is a lot.
Mm-hmm.
God.
Good stuff. I don't know. Yeah. He was always nice to me. Really, we used to go for ice cream all the time. And then one time he stopped, he slashed a guy's tires on the way to ice cream and stuff like that. Get back in the car. He was really nice to me. He was probably the most normal of the four parents.
It's a weird way to tell the story.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he slashed this guy's tires. He was always nice to me.
He really was. Yeah. He was really actually paternal.
You sound like,
me.
It actually sounds like one of those mob stories that they have, like the real guy.
Yeah.
And they're like, you know, he used to break people's legs. And they're like, he was a great neighbor though.
Yeah. Fucking, it's true.
He would grill. He would invite us over.
Yeah. That was my psycho stepdad. But he was so nice to me and he really enjoyed me and we laughed a lot and he wasn't my dad.
Yeah.
I didn't give a shit what he did. I think that's why, because I didn't judge him. I don't fucking care.
Yeah.
I'm not disappointed in you as a father. You're not my dad.
Right.
You're just a guy that lives with us. You
Who's out of his fucking
mind. Who's out of his mind, but was a great provider. I mean, we had a lot of money when he was around, and it got taken away by the IRS later, but for a while, it was a good ride.
I'm assuming he wasn't ride. Like real up on paying taxes.
No, he didn't. He didn't pay taxes for like a long time, like a decade. And that's when they come after you, the IRS.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, fuck you, fucking government.
Yeah.
He's always doing bad shit.
Yeah. Yeah. Skipping on taxes is always an interesting
choice. You can't
do it. I know. I know a couple people who did that, and I'm like, I even had one of my friends one time pitch me the same thing that was pitched, I think, to Wesley Snipes, who went to prison.
Yeah.
For not paying his taxes, which was like, oh, you know, you don't actually have to pay them, and then they cite some article online, and you're like, yeah, that's not the law. And they're like, no, it says right here.
Yeah, but
it says right here, you don't have to pay your taxes. Like, oh, okay.
Yeah. It's like when people are like, you know, sodomy is illegal in Oklahoma. Like,
yeah,
but no one enforces that.
Right, right. Yeah, good luck if you go like, you know, you don't have to pay your taxes. Like,
yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, explain that to the IRS.
You do it.
Yeah, you do.
I'll keep paying them.
Yeah. Did Willie Nelson do that? Is that how he got
I don't know.
Burned?
A lot of entertainers have gotten burned by that. A lot.
Yeah.
And I think part of it's just like when they're not handling any of it themselves.
That's
you know?
The problem, yeah.
LA Times would post that every year, the 10 biggest tax cheats. Every year they do it. I'm like, man, that's got to suck to be on that list.
I didn't know that.
They put your photo and the whole story. Yeah.
Is Trump on there a bunch?
No. Sadly, who was on it a bunch was Sinbad.
No, yeah. Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, Sinbad. Yeah, now, how do they know this? I guess because everybody's tax information is public.
I don't know. They would just do
public?
Like who owes the most. Yeah, no, it's a list. It's a list.
Oh wow.
Of the it's not an article about it. It's the ten tax cheats of the year, I think. 10 biggest. But it's the LA Times. I mean they do it every year. Let's see, three celebrities on the list of tax evaders there. That probably is from 1 year. But they always do it, man. And it's just people who owe a lot.
That's crazy.
But I mean, Sinbad was pretty open with it. And, you know, he ended up doing like the TV show about it. He did a reality show because he owed that money. And I think he paid it off.
But you have to eventually.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And he was still like, dude, he was doing a bunch of shows. I know he got sick. I think he had a stroke or something.
Oh, no.
He's so funny.
Yeah?
Sinbad?
Yeah.
Sinbad is like, so, like, he is funny in a way that you could put him on any stage.
Yes, this is true.
And he would kill.
He's a true entertainer. He's the OG kind. I met him when I was a little kid. He was super nice to me.
He could do, he's one of those guys that could do a set a night, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it is. It says stroke. He could do like a set on Thursday and a different hour Friday and a different hour Saturday. And he can shape it to whoever's there. He's really that good.
Yeah.
Nice. He's funny in a way that I think appeals to actually everyone. Some people don't know how good at stand-up he is. He's really, really funny.
I guess I haven't seen him perform since like the 80s,
yeah,
know, when he was really, really, really popular.
Yeah, but he's like, he's just so likable up there.
He really
too.
Is. Yeah. He was a big, does he have sitcoms too?
Yeah, he had sitcoms. He had a movie run where he was doing movies for a minute. He did really well. And the shows were big, but yeah, I don't know.
Pay them taxes, dude.
He got in tax trouble, yeah.
You gotta pay them taxes, dude.
Taxes fucking.
I can't believe Gwyneth Paltrow tricked us with her fucking vagina can.
She got us well.
She got us, dude.
Yeah.
Fucking bitch.
Well,
I really wanted to smell a vagina candle. I was like, oh.
Guys! The sewer is so fun. Like, fairy lights that way.
Hanging
like,
in the sewer?
I don't know why everybody doesn't live in the sewer. Like, it's so amazing. Come join me. Meet my new roommate. It's Lola. And somewhere around here is Patricia. I don't know. Patricia? Patricia?
This person is
Patricia, are you okay?
In the
Patricia?
Sewer with his rats crawling on them. living that life.
Can I say I'm upset that I didn't find this. And this is a TikTok.
I know. It's totally right up your alley.
How the fuck did I not get this one?
I don't know.
I've been slipping.
How are you slipping this hard?
I know, dude. Oh, I don't like that. That was terrible, babe.
You like that?
No, I don't.
Wasn't it upsetting?
Yeah, I don't like it. Oh, it's not good.
I mean, this person is more than comfortable in a sewer.
I know. And she's got like lights up too. Mm-hmm. Like Christmas lights up. And how do you fucking plug them in down there?
I think when you get that comfortable somewhere, you start making it your own.
Yeah. You're making tents.
That's fucking crazy.
Yeah, I don't like that. I don't like that.
I wonder if this person is down there a lot.
Yeah. Clearly, she's named rats and shit.
I know. But I mean, is that like where they inhabit? Like that's where they sleep and...
Yeah.
You think so?
Rats?
No, this individual.
Oh, this person, then they? Yeah, I don't know. But they have makeup on, so they have to do their makeup. You can't
somewhere.
Do makeup in the sewer.
I know.
No, I think she's doing that thing of like, look how gross and cool I am, and yeah. Just trying to be shocking.
Yeah.
I don't buy it.
You don't buy it?
If you really lived in a sewer, you wouldn't look that good with your makeup.
But aren't you kind of impressed that they have the nerve to handle
rats
themselves
on?
Down there? Yeah.
Yeah, I do. I mean, she's just not afraid of rats.
Yeah.
I don't know. Can I tell you what I've been doing?
Mm.
And it infuriated your mother when she saw me doing it.
Yeah.
So I was with our kids, and I was just like, I just woke up. And when you're a mom, you don't always have, I don't have time to do normal people things. If I have to shit, I shit with the door open and two kids talking to me. You know what I mean? Like I have to do what I have to do. I had to blow my nose. And instead of reaching for a tissue or using my t-shirt, which I sometimes do, I blew my nose in my hand in front of your mom, and she got so upset with me.
What the fuck?
It was a little. It wasn't like a chunkers.
You did it in
like
your hand?
Little, yeah, I go like that. I'm really grossing you out, Nadav?
That's disgusting as shit.
Really?
Yeah. That's not normal people stuff. Were you raised on a farm? What are you doing?
Yeah.
I thought you guys would be on board with this.
Well, yeah, I do that in the shower.
You go full hobo.
No, but I also go like
snot rock
like in the shower, but there's water the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
But just like walking around?
Well, I wipe it on my shirt or I wipe it on my pants or something.
What are you talking about?
Or I just like, it's like clear. It's not boogery or chunky. I don't know. You guys are way fucking squeamish. Seriously?
This is way nastier than I realized.
You guys are pussies.
No,
I don't ever.
Together, heavy
I want to be clear. I've never seen you do this.
No, I just started doing it openly. I've been doing it for years by myself, and now I came out. I'm out. So
and
what
you
I
wipe
say
it,
is,
you wipe it on your shirt or your pants?
Yeah.
What the fuck is wrong with you? Why wouldn't you just do it in a tissue or something?
Because I don't have time to find a tissue.
Stop.
I don't always have.
Stop. You definitely have the time.
No,
to do
that. I just was like tired and lazy and like, I just want to blow my nose now.
No. That's silly.
I thought you guys would be more supportive of my new alternative lifestyle.
Listen to me. Listen to me. This is going to stop. This is not, no, you're
I can't
not
believe
doing
we're
this.
Not supportive of this.
Don't do that. And don't say I don't have the time.
I don't.
Okay. Do you have the time to sit on the toilet when you got to shit?
Barely.
Okay. You have the time to grab a tissue. This is repulsive.
I can't believe nobody's on my side about this.
Of course not. Who would be on your side
really?
About something
Nadav is
like
pretty
this?
Gross. I was hoping he'd be on
I
my
am
side.
Gross, but like not like that. Like wow. I've snot rocketed stuff before, but not into my hand.
Yeah.
Just like onto a sidewalk, onto a street sign.
I'm so impressed. I'm proud of myself that I'm grosser than you guys.
You're much grosser.
Yeah.
Much,
that's
much
pretty
grosser.
Rad though, right?
Yeah.
Don't I get some kind of props just for being grosser than you guys? But I want you to know that it upset your mother, and I know that that makes you deeply
that
happy.
Does make me happy, but yeah. That is something I don't want to see.
No, you're not going to see it, but I won't do it in front of you. How about that?
Just stop doing it. Just get a tissue. Why can't you get a tissue?
I don't know. I don't always have access. I'm just
what are you
tired.
Talking about access?
Because sometimes I'm just like, I'm just busy. I don't want it.
What are you talking about?
It's the same reason I don't dry my body off when I get out of the shower entirely. Sometimes I just don't. I just don't.
You don't have access to towels?
No, I just get lazy. It's just laziness, babe.
I know. This is not one that's okay. It's not.
Okay, I'll try to stop.
All right.
I'll try to stop.
I'm buying you travel Kleenex right now.
All right, whatever.
So ridiculous.
I thought you guys would be more supportive.
We're not. It's really gross.
Okay. That was a good one.
That was a really long part.
Yeah, it was really good.
She did a good job.
She did a good job.
Yeah. 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 Very impressed.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. this is something I never thought would happen here. But one of the greatest, obviously, guys that's ever appeared on this show, he keeps blessing us with content,
mm-hmm.
you know?
How do you get a job here, you fuckface?
And I don't know. I guess I would have categorized him as one type in certain things, meaning, oh, I think I know where he leans.
Mm-hmm.
And then something like this happens and it just kind of, it opens up your whole mind, you know?
And we have to do
give it up for this guy, Americans!
Or else we won't be able to pay all of our bills.
Amen, brother! Throw them all in prison!
House members have essentially said that the only way they'll vote to
they need to American fucking sell it all, Americans, and divide it up to all the fucking people. Pay all our fucking debts, rip everybody's money out of their account, and pay it all off.
Yeah.
Money to pay all of our bills.
Yeah, just take it from the oil companies and all these stupid hospitals, Americans. Take it all from them. Yeah.
So he's a big Obama fan.
I didn't know that. Who knew?
I never would have thought that.
No, I've thought for sure definitely other side, other team.
Yeah.
I am sick and tired of all you retards dogging out my boy here. You need to pay it all off.
A deep economic crisis.
Scumbag oil companies and hospitals.
Yeah.
All them pukes need to be killed. This man is the best president we've ever had, you fucks.
Wow.
I mean,
wow.
You just think you know Fed Smoker.
Yeah.
Excuse me, Herc.
Herc.
And then he drops this on you.
That
and
was
like,
shocking,
what?
Babe. I had
big
no
Obama
idea.
Fan?
I would never have pegged him as an Obama guy.
Mm-mm.
Never. Well, yeah, that's cool.
Just, yeah.
There you go.
Just thought I would brighten your day a little
really
bit.
Really exciting. Yeah, thank you. Yeah. I didn't know where he was politically.
I know.
I know he hates chomos and bad guys.
Yeah.
Oh, you retards.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's yeah.
Good. It's good stuff, buddy.
Yeah.
It's good stuff.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
There you go. Come on, Herc. Yeah, somebody said, come on, Herc, in that video.
Oh.
That must be in this last clip here. Hold on.
I love what this man has said about helping these soldiers. You're our best fucking president, brother.
To know that your nation will be there to help you stay strong.
Fuck yeah! We're gonna help you fucking soldiers out.
Come on. Reason must
wow.
Can imagine all day you're around him. You're like, come on, Herc.
And that's an actual woman.
Yeah.
That he is with him.
Who's like hearing him film himself all day.
Oh my God. Yeah. It's got to be the most annoying.
Come
thing.
On, Herc.
Herc.
Yeah.
Wow.
Hercules.
Yeah. Mm. Oh, yeah.
Herc News. Yeah.
I didn't realize.
You always got to remember Fed Smoker's the car. I forget
yeah,
all the time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I forget
shit.
All the time.
Yeah, yeah, me too, man.
Oh, man.
That was so special, Tom.
You always learn something. That's what I love about him.
He just keeps giving and giving. Can I take a pish one time?
Again?
Yeah.
Okay.
Drink a lot of water this morning. Okay. Sorry, guys.
All right. You want to do some talks?
Always.
You want to check some talks?
Hello.
Out?
My favorite part of the day.
Okay. Here we go. Ready?
Yeah.
My foot's getting a lot better. It's healing. Doesn't look great. But it's doing okay. Thank you. And have a nice day.
No, wait, you're not even gonna. So this is a woman carrying a lion down the street like it's a toddler with a tantrum. I think it's real.
That looks real.
Is that real?
It looks like it from here.
Yeah. She's carrying a fucking lion that's freaking out, having a tantrum in her arms. Isn't that amazing?
Yes.
Where is that? It's like, obviously a big city. It's like...
Yeah.
Need Judor titties or somewhere? Dude, look at that.
European place. Yeah, that's not America.
Hell no.
I'm going Eastern European.
Yeah, dude, that's country. My trap. Yeah. That's awesome.
Holy shit.
Damn, yeah. Dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is like Bosnia or some shit, right?
It's like a war zone.
Yeah.
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 Kind of place you can walk with a lion in your
face. Right, no one gives a fuck.
Yeah.
Definitely. I just thought you'd like that. They look like they're dancing and they're not dancing.
I honestly have no idea why he does this. My working theory is that he's stupid.
He's stupid.
This is her snake?
Yeah. That crawls on her face.
And she's like, I don't know why he does this.
I thought that's why he like it.
I honestly have no idea why he does this. My working theory is that he's stupid.
He's stupid. The snake is dumb.
That's her working theory?
My working theory is dumb.
She's cute.
Yeah, way cute.
Yeah, she's cute.
Damaged any? Your kind of girl? That's a prove it kind of girl?
Hell no.
What?
She'd be playing with snakes? No, yeah. We out.
She'd play with your snake too, man.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Nah, she could play with that one. We good.
Really? I thought this was your lane.
It's just the snake thing. I mean, maybe she's all right, but.
No snake charmer.
No snakes.
For you?
No.
What about you? Would you date the snake girl?
Yes. Yes.
I know you'd date the snake girl.
Yeah, I'd be like, you gotta get this thing out of here.
Yeah, chicks don't realize that that is man repellent. Like, they don't really want your fucking weird snake, especially crawling on your face and
stuff.
My
working theory is
like
stupid.
She's so smart. Because she's a smart one in this relationship, right?
Of these two, yeah.
And do you know that, yeah, for sure. Yeah. And that, do you know that snakes just shit and piss on you randomly too?
Like, I did not know that, but it adds up.
Yeah, so like at the end, obviously near the tail, they'll just shit and piss all over you. So she probably has shit and piss on her face all the time if she's letting that thing do that to her.
I mean, now you're making me not want to date her as much.
And the snake is in a cage probably on its own piss and shit.
Yeah.
And that's rolling on your fucking face, dude.
Yeah.
Nah, bro.
Nah. Big pass.
Nah, bro.
That's wild. Is that art?
Yeah. Okay. I just thought at first it would be kind of cool.
That's very cool.
It is an art installation.
Yeah.
But it's a car on the side of the building. It looks
that's
like
very
it's
cool.
It's really cool, right? Yeah. Okay, you like that one. That was kind of arty and informative.
Yeah.
Fun. Fun times.
I know somebody who has a similar thing.
A similar thing?
Yeah.
Who?
I don't want to say. No, I'll tell you later.
Okay, okay. Oh. It's a cat eating kibble, but the cat is feeding itself the kibble.
With its hand.
Yeah. The way people do.
Yeah. He's going like this. Very funny.
Yeah.
I like that.
You like that one?
You never see that.
You never see. I've never seen a cat feed itself kibble.
Not like with grabbing it with a.
It's so stupid.
With its paw. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. This is a family
in a living room
cutting up a dead pig. In a living room
of an apartment.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it is, I mean, a full fucking butchering. It's like they brought the pig in whole and are chopping the fucking.
Yeah. And there's just a tarp down on the carpet.
Oh.
Oh, smell has got to be overwhelming.
Look how much. You showed this to my mom. She's like, is this a body? A person?
But this apartment could have been any apartment we lived in. Like, this could be your neighbors right now. Like, next door apartment 3D.
In Hollywood, this definitely could be your neighbor, yeah.
Just cutting up a dead pig
in the
living room.
And then imagine, like, you complain. They'd be like, what's the problem? Like, we're just chopping up meat. What?
Yeah. It's so unbelievable.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
You know this is happening right now, too. I mean, we just saw it, but ugh.
Insane.
You don't know what the fuck people do.
They really know what they're doing, too. This is what they do regularly.
Yeah, they're going to sell this meat or cook it and sell it or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah.
This is for the truck.
Hey, that boy lying with it. That boy lying with it.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. He got water in it, too. You see that shit? Oh, okay.
Okay.
Pippin.
That is too fucking great.
Those are great shoes.
Yeah. That's a real pimp at a Memphis grocery store.
In the grocery store.
That's in the grocery store.
Yeah, dog.
They just found him and he put on a show. Yeah. That was great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, these are a little more light. This is a very fun one. Yeah, this is a lighter feed right now. We got cats eating kibble, the guy dancing at the grocery store.
I like this more.
Yeah. I figured. I thought I'd curate something
than
for
your
you.
This normal, super disturbed, sad shit that you like.
You're one to talk. You played all these awful videos for me today. The guy with the forklift getting run over.
That was hilarious. Everybody
you like
that.
All the evil shit. This is actually cool too. Isn't that cool? Those are the flossers, and this guy made them into a fan.
Yeah, that's pretty.
That was pretty innocent, right?
I mean, he could just buy a fan, but yeah.
Yeah.
It works.
That was cool, right?
Yeah.
I thought that was interesting. I didn't expect it to go there. I thought he was going to lose a finger or something for sure.
I know.
Or something gross is going to happen.
Yeah. Well.
That's it?
That's it.
Those are my, nothing disturbing, nothing upsetting.
You did a good job.
Okay.
You did a good job.
I'm so glad. I'm so glad.
Yeah. So. And then before we go, you probably heard, but Top Dog died, my dad. He was sick for a few years. He was diagnosed in late 2018 with a blood cancer. I thought he was going to die in 2019, which honestly, he really should have. He got this horrible infection. He coded, which means his heart stopped for like 20 minutes, and they brought him back. That was in 2019. And then he had this, kind of everything came back, and he was under treatment, but anyway, I was there for it, and it was horrible, but he loved being on the show. He loved being the center of attention, and I was glad that he was able to participate so much in this stuff. You know, he really loved it. He was a great guy. He really was. You guys who listen or watch got to see, you know, parts of him that were very genuine. That's really who he was, but he really was a sweet dad, sweet guy, and I'll miss him. I'll miss him a lot, you know. He was, we talked a lot. We talked like almost every day.
Yes, every day.
And,
yeah. It's heartbreaking. And I don't know. I don't know what to say. I think I miss him terribly already.
Yeah.
And he was, I know, a big part of, people listening.
Yeah.
You guys got to know him. And I'm sure you're going to feel the loss too, as we do. I think we're still in shock. I know I am still not really.
Yeah. It catches you off guard a lot. I mean, a lot of people go through it. You know, being there for the last few days was terrible. I'd never experienced anything like that, you know, being in a hospital room, just watching someone when they're like, no, he's going to die. And you just watch them die. It's really terrible.
Yeah.
And yeah, but it's also good that you're kind of together, you know?
Yes.
I was with my mom and my sisters and him, but it's still, I don't think anything really prepares you for that. It was terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very terrible. And I missed it. I missed him by like an hour. I was driving.
Yeah.
I
know.
And then I missed him. But
he led a great life, you know? He had an extraordinary life. He was a really joyful guy. Like, he was very happy all
yes.
the time. You know, that whole thing, he'd answer the phone, hey, buddy, like that. That's how he was all the time. So
yes.
He was a very happy guy. And if you read the articles about him, you know, he was really charitable. Like, he ran and organized a bunch of charity stuff, like giving back to the community stuff, you know. He always felt like that was something you should do
yeah.
if you have the means and the time to do it. So he did a lot for his communities that he lived in. And, you know, very accomplished guy, very successful. I think you've heard me say he's a competitive and champion Olympic weightlifter. You know, he was in the Marine Corps and he was a officer. You know, he's a lieutenant. And he did very well in his private business. He worked really hard. You know, we when I, people don't know, like when I was born, we lived in an apartment. And he just worked his way up, you know, just like hardworking guy. Really, yeah. Really strong work ethic. He was a great, great dad, you know, very devoted. So, yeah.
Yeah, it's sad because he really was one of the greats. Like, yeah. I know you guys got to hear the silly side to him, yes. But as a human being, hands down, just a solid person.
Yeah.
He cared about his family above everything.
Yeah.
He cared for his community. He was a good example. He cared for his country. Mm-hmm. They don't make them the way Top Dog was. And, you know, I talk about my dad being a maniac, and Top Dog really was my surrogate father.
Yeah. He loved attention so much.
Yes, he did.
And it would be funny because a couple times I was with him in public, and people would be like, Top Dog. And he was like, and they're like, picture. And he was like, like he was ready for a photo. I was like, how are you? You know, like
he loved
when someone
it.
Asked me for a picture, I'm like, what's that? I'm like, oh, hold on. And then you kind of like, you know, you get ready for it and you're like, and then he would go like ready. And he was like, he's like, yeah, you know, it's nice to do things for the fans. I'm like, what the fuck? Like he really like was like embraced the idea. And I didn't get to see it. My brother-in-law told me, he was like, you know, my dad was always proud of me even when I was like an MC, like doing little shows. But he got to go to the Hard Rock show in October in Florida, which was a pretty big show. It was like 6,500 seats. It was sold out. And he got to go to the show, and they were like, dude, we couldn't get out of the aisle because he got swarmed because people recognized him. And he was like, man, he took every photo, signed autographs, and was just like, you know. Living it. He loved it.
He loved it. And you know what's funny is that he was never arrogant about that. You know, like it was always innocent. It was always like, yeah, I'm a good public speaker. People love me. I'm good at what I do. And
his he would go, like if he gave a speech, I watched him give a speech at like a church once or like some conference. He's like, what'd you think of the speech? And I go, it was good. He goes, yeah, I can just do that.
Yeah.
I was like, what?
Yeah.
And he's like, I'm just natural.
That's so funny.
People just enjoy hearing me speak. And I was like,
man. He's so funny.
I go, you have way more confidence than I do. He was like, yeah, you know, people ask me, they go, how did you do that? And I just tell them, I just can't. I go, people stop you and say, how did you do that? He's like, yeah. Like, okay.
Well, he definitely was so proud of you. Proud of you.
Yeah, he was very proud.
Proud of us, proud of the show, and I think being a part of your mom's
he
house.
Loved, and you know what he used to do?
Loved it.
He used to go, I was like, sometimes I would give him a heads up. I was going to call him, sometimes I wouldn't. But either way, afterwards, if I called him, you know, like when we were done, I'd give him a call. He'd go, how'd I do? I was like, you killed
yeah,
me.
Yeah, I remember that.
He goes, yeah, you like that? And I was like, yeah. He goes, I really did shit like that. I go, I know. He was like, yeah. He loved being a part, and he loved, and I, by the way, I got, I don't even know how many thousands of messages from people. So it was very nice. Thank you very much for sending the messages. It was very sweet to read. Yeah. I got bombarded with messages.
Yes. Yeah. It's funny because even on the show, he told the same stories, like the Orlando airport shit.
Yeah.
And all that. And in real life, he would tell those stories.
Over and over.
Over and over too. And that was really him. That was really...
Yeah.
It's the sweet, sweet guy that he was.
Yeah, he was. He was a sweet guy.
And yeah, it's devastating. It's such a loss for everybody.
Sucks. The last thing he said to me, he said, I hate Nadav too. And I was like, what? And then he died. Yeah. It's crazy.
On his deathbed.
I couldn't believe it. Yeah. Because he listens a lot.
Wow.
He's like, how can he not Google search? I was like, I don't know.
Those last words and then
last words, then he died.
Gone.
Yeah. So we should probably address that at some point. You know, it was his last
words. Yeah, it was his last words. But also, I don't know if I'm not out of line saying that you played him the podcast.
We did.
And his final hours.
We were sitting around in the room, and everybody was so sad, obviously.
Yeah.
And we're all crying, and then we talk, and then you cry, and then you have a regular, and then you're like, can somebody get some food? Like, it's just like, you're in these weird moments. And then I told my sisters and my mom, and then I told them together, I was like, you don't understand how much footage I have of like recorded conversations. Because they know, but I don't think they really know. I was like, no, like he must have been on a fucking 100 episodes of this show. And my mom, of course, you know, she's an old fucking lady. She's like, how do I get it? I'm like, oh my God. So I'm telling her, like, you can YouTube. And so I show her. I pull up the YouTube app. And I just type in, like, Top Dog YMH. And it's like, it's the highlights. It's episodes. Then we did an episode last year, which was, like, the best of Top Dog. It was, like, 584, 564, one of those. And so I was just showing them. And I was like this one. And we started to play the blonde jokes highlights, which is like him absolutely pissing his pants at these street jokes, these blonde jokes. And also, oh my God, it made me so crazy that I'm reading a street joke. How many blondes does it take to, you know, change a light bulb? And he's like, five. I'm like, what? He's like, I give up. I go, just say how many. Like, I'll just read you the punchline.
He couldn't just go, yeah. What?
I'm like, like, what's the difference between a blonde and a Pollock? He's like, the blonde doesn't know. And I'm like, what are you doing? Just say what? He's like, yeah, I give up. I go, stop guessing. This is not for you to guess. These are just jokes. He didn't get it for like 2 hours. Everything. I'm like, how do you know you're in a Polish firing squad? The guns are, they have the triggers on the guns. And I'm like, Jesus, just say how. He's like, yeah, I can't figure it out. I'm like, these aren't fucking math questions. These are just set up punchline. He did it the whole time.
But we played it
in the room and everybody was laughing for a minute. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was funny.
Which I think is cool in his last.
Yeah.
Moments that he got to
hear himself just laughing
and really enjoyed it.
Yeah,
and
he laughed so hard at those jokes.
Yeah.
And he also did this thing we always talked about in our house, which was if he was telling a joke, he got so excited about the joke that he would fuck it up.
Yeah.
Every time. And he would laugh through the joke telling. Yeah. So he's telling like a blonde joke. He's like, the guy, he is. And you're like, I don't know what the funny part. He's like, it's just funny.
I know.
Yeah. But
he's the sweetie.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's tough. He was a sweetheart even when he was very sick.
Yeah. And he was.
Yeah. It's going to be a big, big void.
Yeah. Big change for sure.
Fuck.
I'll miss him a lot. All right. Well, I think I'm done talking about it today.
Okay.
Anyway, I think my dad would like to hear Men from Jail by Micah Akervold.
Of course he would.
All right, that's it.
Thank
you guys for watching. Thanks for listening.
Bye, Jeeves. Bye.
Motherfucker pissed on me. Piss on me, beat me, trot out. Piss on me, beat me, trot out. In from jail.
In from jail.
Fuck. Piss on me, beat me, trot out. Piss on me, beat me, trot out. Piss on me. Fuck me hard.
Do it.
Fuck me hard.
Do it.
Looking for hard.
on, guys. I need it. Want to do it.
Do it in from jail.
I need to be fucked a lot, man.
In from jail.
What? In from jail.
In from jail.
Fuck. Piss on me, beat me, try it out. Piss on me, beat me, try it out. Piss on me, piss on me. Fuck.
Do it.